Mitzvah chalitza. What's the mitzvah chalitza? How do we make a chalitza when it comes to three people? Bo mitzvah chalitza. Bo hu v'yavim to labezdin. The first thing is she and the yavam, she and the brother that's still alive now go to Bezdin. They masin lo yetsa genes loy, and they give you a good etza, good advice whether they should make yibum or whether they should make a chalitza. Shinema, the pasuk says, "V'korol oizik ne'iroi v'dab v'dibru elav," and they should talk to him. We have before. Rashi says, "Klach etza shekamoyscha." Let's say she's grace 90 years old and he's 25 years old. So we tell them, "What are you going to make yibum for now? You're not going to get along with her anyway. Go somebody your age, brother, and they want to make chalitza now." So that's why we tell them there shouldn't be fights. So that's the pshat in this pasuk with dibru elav, that the bezdin has to give him good advice, whether it's worth it for you to make yibum or not. That's the first thing. Now, let's say Bezin says it's not worth it to make yibum, go make chalitza. So now we start off like this. V'yaymerah, she has to say first, the psukim of me'ein yivam ilachim liachim shem v'yisrael lo'yava yavmi. That's what she has to say first. Like we had before, the Bezin has to be at least three head greatest, at least know how to say over these psukim. They have to know Allah HaKroes to teach these psukim to her, that she starts off saying this pasuk. Then the Yavam says, and the other pasuk of, Loichafatzi lokachta. He has to say that whole pasuk. Uvaloshin HaKodesh HaYomim. They have to say these psukim in Loshin HaKodesh. Therefore, the Bezdin has to know how to say it over to them in Loshin HaKodesh. V'nikshah Yevimto Elov. And then the Yevimto comes to them, they bring the Yavama to her. Liena has a kainim. They bring the Yavama to him. Liena has Canaan in front of this Canaan. And now she does the chalitza. She has to first untie the laces. And then she has to pull off the shoe from his right foot. She has to pull off the shoe from his right foot. For Yorka Bafonov, then she has to spit in front of him. Roik haniru l'dayonim. It has to be spit that the dayonim could see. It has to be some saliva coming out of her mouth that the dayonim see it. The yonson, then after she does these two mitzvahs, then she repeats and says another pasuk. The yonson of yom, she has to say the pasuk of kocho yosel yish ashelo yivne es beis achiv. That's what she has to say. So Mishnah says, ad kan ho yomakrin. At the end, the last pasuk, that's all she had to say. Now, ukashik Rabbi Hukinis. Tachasola b'kfar Iton. It once happened that Abhukinus, he once made a chalitza under the tree by Kfar Iton. For Gomer, when he made the chalitza at the end, he made her finish off the whole pasuk already. For Gomer is called a parsha. He made her finish off the whole parsha. Not just tam, that koch yastish shelo yivnes beisochiv, but rather of nikra shmoi b'yisrael beis chalufanol. He made her finish off the whole pasuk. And the maisa was, they ended off, from that on, there was a minig, there were makabal the minig, that now whenever we make chalitza, she should end off and say the opasha. That's what she's supposed to say at the end. Now, mitzvah b'dayonim v'loy mitzvah b'tamidim. At the end, also they say, you should know who's supposed to repeat it. The dayonim, and not the Tamidim. If anybody is there watching Chalitza, they don't have to repeat it, just the Bezdin has to repeat it. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, mitzvah kol oimdim sham leim achlutz hanol. So mitzvah, whoever is there watching the Chalitza, at the end they're supposed to stand off and say, chlutz hanol. Not only the Bezdin, but whoever is there should say it. Alright, turn over here. So what it says, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, mitzvah Chalitza. What is the mitzvah chalitza? How do you make a chalitza? Koira, first she says his first psukim like we had in the Mishnah. Then the koira. Then he has to say the posik of lechafatzi. Then the chaletzis. Then she goes and takes off the shoe. For roikakor, then she has to spit in front of him. For koira, then she has to say the last posik. That's to say that's how you make a chalitza. For the Gemara, Maikam Ashmalon, what are you telling us, Rabbi Yehuda? Mastisini, we just learned the Mishnah. That's what the Mishnah says. That's the same of chalitza. Why do you come and tell us the bichidish now? The same thing the Mishnah says. So Gemara says, "Hokam Ashmalon." This is what's come to teach us that mitzvah hochi. He meant to say, "This is the mitzvah. This is the way you're supposed to do it." This is the good way to do it, the best way to do it. But you should know, the apuch, let's say they changed around the order, and first she spit and then she made the chalitza, less lanbo, still is kosher. That's the chiddush. Don't think the Mishnah means it has to be this way, and if you do it the opposite way, it's possible. No, the Mishnah only means lechatchila, that's the mitzvah. But if you change around the order, still is kosher. Like we learned before, Tanya Nami Yochel, we learned like this already. Bein sheiktem chalitza lor kika. Whether she does it the right way, first she makes chalitza, takes off the shoe, and then she spits. Ubein sheiktem rekika la chalitza, whether first she made this rekika, and then she made the chalitza. Masha asu asu, what she did is kosher. There's only a seidel or chatchila, this is the way you're supposed to do it, but b'dievet is kosher. We had before, b'dievet is kosher as long as she made the chalitza and she made the rekika. Even without a kri altogether, we had before it's kosher. Omer Rabbaya, Haiman de makri lei, get chalitza, the bezdin of the yonim now, that are there b'shas chalitza and saying over the psukim, that she should say it, is le likri lirido. When you come to read her posuk again is, so when she says the end of the pasuk of loy over yavmi does not want to be miyabim, you have to be careful that lo likul lido loy lechudei the over yavmi lechudei. She should not read the word loy by itself and then end off over yavmi. Why? The komashma, the mashma. What does it look like? It looks like she's saying over yavmi. He wants to be miyavmi. Therefore, you have to be careful that she say these three words together, loy over yavmi. He does not want to make yibum. And she should not say loy, and then over yavmi. Ela loy over yavmi. That's the way she says it. And the same thing, for a likud of the day, when we read his posik, he should also not say loy lechudei, and then chofatzi lechudei. The mashme chofatzi lekachta, it's mashme, then he doesn't want to take her. Ela, she should say it together, loy chafati lekachta, that I do not want to take her. That's what you have to say. So that's what Abaye says. You have to be careful how you say it. Rava says no. Avsuke milsi doesn't make a difference. You make an hefsek, a stop in the middle of a thing. Piasuke milsi less lambot doesn't mean anything. Even if she says loy first and then aviyavni, chur doesn't mean anything. That's when you're stopping in the middle of a pause, it doesn't mean anything. Tamar says now what happened was Rav Ashi asked Chel Rav Kana. Rav Ashi once found Rav Kana that was by a Beis Din of Chalitza, and he was saying over the psukim that she should say. To come at Stayer, he had a very hard time. It was very hard for him. But he wanted to make sure, Omakri lo, loy over yavmi. And he had a very hard time that she should say these three words together. Right, so she was saying loy, and then over yavmi. He said, no, say it over again. Make sure you say it, loy over yavmi. That's what Rav Kana was doing. So Amalek, Rav Ashi said to Rav Kana, don't you hold like Rava says? So it doesn't make a difference which way she says it. It's one pasuk, it doesn't make a difference. So Amalek Rav Kana said, no. Moide Rava still agrees, for lo yavmi yavmi. That her pasuk of lo yavmi yavmi, she can't divide it up. Rava only argued on the second one, the pasuk he says. That's not so gefelich. But her pasuk is very bad. The Rashi explains, because her pasuk is like this. If you read it the way she was saying it, it's like this. It's like a double negative. He does not want to make yibum, but yichlitza. But what then? Over yavmi. If she would have said the low first, it would have been mashma when the first part of the pasuk is a double negative. He does not want to make chalitza. But what then? Over yavmi wants to make yibum. So here, even Rav agrees by her pasuk, she's not allowed to say loy and then say over yavmi. Therefore, Rav Kana was very mitzvah, very careful that she should read the pasuk loy over yavmi. He does not want to make evil. Omer Abaye, Abaye says like this: Hai man the cost of gita the chalitza. After they make a chalitza, so the eidim there write up a get chalitza, they write up a shtar that she should have proof that she made a chalitza. So when you go to write it down, he said like this: Lichtavach. This is the way you should write it down. Don't write down all the psukim. But rather, akrinulidi, just write down that akrinulidi day, we read in front of her, min, miyen yavmi, adov yavmi. Don't say the whole posik, just write down the first and last word of the posik. Then say, akrinulidi day, we said for him, min, loy, ad lakachto. Akrinulidi day, then we read again for at the end, min kocho ad chlutzanol. That's all. But don't write down no pasuk. Don't write down psukim. Well, some say why not? She didn't want to write down the psukim. We just wrote down short the first and last word. Mazutra no. Misharpet v'kosa l'kuli pashosa. Mazutra wrote down all the psukim. The lacha is when you write down more than three psukim of chumash, you have to first have shittert. First, you have to make lines on a piece of paper, and then you can write down the psukim. Say Nechnami, Mazutra Taka first made shittert, first made lines on the paper, and then he went to write down the psukim. But he wrote down all the psukim. Mask of law mar bar idi. He asked the question, I volunit in the kosef. The cow is Mazutra allowed to write down his psukim. There's a Gemara in Gittin that says when you go to write down the Sefer Torah, you have to write all Sefer Torah at one time. You're not allowed to write down just one pasha by itself. Because the Torah was given to us, chasum nitna, the Torah was given to us altogether, and you're not allowed to write down just one pasha by itself. So how come you could write down this pasha of chalitza? The Gemara says, but that's not a kasha. But the locha is like mazutra. And Rashi explains, to Kaisman, you are allowed to write down these psukim. Why, Rashi says, it's not daima to the Gemara and Gittin. We're writing down one parsha for a tinnik to learn Torah from. There you're writing it down like Torah to learn from. The devikim megillah katana should be like a small megillah. The kimlan, and we hold that Torah chasumanit, the Torah was given altogether. So therefore, if you're writing down something to learn from, you can't write down one parsha by itself. But over here, this chalitza is not something to learn from. It's only for proof or raya that you made chalitza. Therefore, you're allowed to write it down. It's no sorn from Torah nitno of lenitli kosev. Therefore, you're allowed to write down all these psukim for the get chalitza. Right. Omer Abaye. Abaye says, Rokukol, let's say she spit. For kol tose ruach. And the ruach took it away. It didn't go like in front of him. Lo yosav leklum. It's not called the mitzvah. My time or why? V'yorkov v'fon of binan. The pasuk says she has to spit in front of him. It doesn't have to go onto his face, but it has to go in front of him that he has to also see the spit. And here she spit and the ruach took it away, threw it upward, didn't go near him. That's not a good chalitza. Hilkach, therefore, what's going to be in the case that hu orach, he's very tall. V'hi gutsa, and she's very short. So kotosi ruach, even though she spits and the wind takes it right up, is ika b'fonav, still it's kosher? Because the spit went in front of him, that's good. What about the opposite way? Let's say he arucha, she's very tall, v'u guts, and he's very short. And then she spits and the ruach takes it up, it won't be good. Binan atamotil adiyapi. It has to be that the spit comes down at least in front of his face. V'odr ozel. And then if the wind takes it away, still will be kosher. But the spit has to pass by in front of his face. Omar Rob, Rabbi says another Kiddush. What's going to be in the case of Ochla Tuma? Let's say she eats garlic. For Roksa, and she like spits out the garlic. For else Ochla Gagishto, she takes some dirt in her mouth. For Roksa, and she spits it out. In Loyosav Leklum, that's not called a good spitting. My time away. V'yorko me'atzbo b'inon v'leka. She has to spit just l'shem spitting. That's all, for no other purpose. Here she's spitting because she has garlic in her mouth. When she has dirt in her mouth, that's why she's spitting, that's no good. Even though this live her in the spit, but that's not cool, she's doing a mice spitting. A mice spitting means she's only doing now a mice spitting because there's a mix with the spit, and not because she wants to get rid of what's in her mouth. For Yomai Rova, Tzricha Daini Lamech Seroika, the Dayanim also have to see the spit. Kinofik mi pumed yavama, when it comes out of her mouth. The pasuk says, "The einay has kainim v'yoko." She has to spit in the eyes of this kainim. Doesn't mean mamash in the eyes. She doesn't have to spit into the eyes. But it means is that they have to see the spit. If it's so small that they can't see it, it's no good. They need glasses. If they don't have the glasses on, will also be possible. They have to be able to see it. The nikra shmoi b'yisrael basically looks on oil. Mitzvah b'dayonim v'leiv b'tamidim. That was the machlokes. Whether only the Dayanim say the Yen Chalutz Hanol, or whether everybody there says it. So Tani would write like this, Om Rabbi Yehuda, Pa Macha Soyinu Yoshim of Rabbi Tarfon. One time, a lot of us, a lot of Tamidim, were sitting in front of Rabbi Tarfon. Who bossed Yevama Lachlitz, it became a case of Yevama, was making Chalitza there. for Yom Alonu at the end of the chalitza, Rabbi Tarfon told all of us, all the Tamidim there, Ono Kulchem, everybody together answer. Three times. Chalutz Anoal, Chalutz Anoal, Chalutz Anoal. That's Taka the meaning. That they say three times, whoever is there, this thing of Chalutz Anoal, Chalutz Anoal, Chalutz Anoal. Hadin Alecho, Mitzvah Chalitza. All right, stop here.